Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Standing right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Yes, yes, yes. It isn't that hard. But no, no, no. It isn't that hard. It really isn't. All right. Merry pre-Christmas. Kind of like the eve of Christmas Eve. I know, it's kind of goofy. But anyway, hopefully you're, if you're traveling, God bless you. I don't know how you do that. Yeah, I don't trust them anyway. I don't trust them to find my luggage, keep my luggage, get it where it needs to be, get me where I need to be, without having to sit in an airport for, 27 hours. And you see that happen. Anyway, and I want you to know that Mr. Buttigieg, yeah, he's fine with it. He's like, only 10% of the flights really having trouble, so that means the rest of you are getting along just fine. Nothing to worry about. Right. Don't you love these guys? I mean, for real. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That happens when you actually do become part of the process in getting the truth out there. Now, I'm going to get into this more later on, but I'm hot about this. I've been hot about this. It's one of those things that's driving me out of my mind. It truly is. Because some of you will write me and tell me how over the top I am when it comes to things like what I say. This is an out-and-out war on Christmas. And whether you want to hear it or not, whether you believe it or not, it's happening. Remember when John Kerry... Right when Russia invaded Croatia, and he's sitting there and as the Russian tanks are going over the border and going in, Kerry is sitting there saying, "That's not happening. That doesn't happen in the 21st century. We don't do things like that." I mean, this is how whack these people are. And I mean that in the most loving of ways. No, but truly, this is how whack they are. This is truly what they believe. They weren't interested in checking it out. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is, they live in their own land. They live in their own world. And I've been saying this forever. Some of you get irritated with me about it. I don't really care. They want to be the next gods of Mount Olympus. They see themselves as the next, truly as the next god. Now, you go through the 8 years that Barack Obama gave a Christmas Day speech or Christmas season speech. He almost choked on the name of Jesus several times. kind of played all around. I played those clips for you years ago. I could play them again if you want me to, but I don't want to hear his voice again. And he danced all around the issue of Jesus and what the day truly is all about. And this is our fault, too, as Christians. We allowed them now not to say Merry Christmas anymore. Happy holidays. Right? I mean, is today like the first day of Festivus, too? Everybody got their silver pole up? That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, but whatever. It is not Happy Holidays. You wouldn't have the season if it wasn't for Christ. Yeah, if you want to keep celebrating that, hey, I mean, we've been through this history, too. We know why it's the 25th. We know Jesus was not born on the 25th. It's the day we choose. You know what's funny here? Look, quick short story. Okay, my mom was born in Italy. You guys have heard me talk about this before. So my mom's born in Italy. And the village that she was in was bombed by the Americans. Right? When they were trying to take Italy back. And her birth records got blown up. Burnt down, blown up, whatever. And somebody, years and years later, so we always celebrated her day on June 15th. Always, forever. And I don't know when it was, but I was probably in my 20s, mid to late 20s. And somebody came up with a baptismal certificate from Italy for my mother. The baptismal certificate said that she was born on June 6th. And that she was baptized on June 15th. Which, you know, so it wasn't an arbitrary date. My mother got it from somewhere, from someone. So she at one point said, all right, I'm going to start celebrating my birthday on June 6th. I said, no, you're not. I'm going to celebrate it on June 15th. It's been like that forever. I love you to death. You know, but hey, does it really matter the exact day? Or does it matter that we honor your birth? Same thing with Jesus. Does the exact day matter, or does it matter that we honor his birth? The Catholic Church, who's been in the news quite a bit lately, they decided at one point in time to pull Jesus' birthday, or to celebrate Jesus' birthday, at the same time of, what do they call it, the solstice god, I mean, the god-son, or the sun-god, because they figured they'd bring more people in that way. Wasn't that nice? They were trying to... That's the first evidence if you have of a group wanting to be more inclusive. Come and see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Look, it ain't that hard. Right, you got to get involved, you got to get engaged, which means you got to get informed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to say, you know, I'm pretty much an educated idiot. I get in trouble all the time because of some of the stuff I say. But here's what's bothering me. The more and more I hear, some of you heard Joe Biden's lame Christmas, you can't even call it a Christmas thing. It's a lame holiday speech that he gave. Okay? And nowhere in there, and I'm going to play it for you later on. It's a little long, but I'll play it for you later on. And nowhere in there, he can't seem to mention the name of Jesus, otherwise I think his tongue would fall out of his mouth, right? And he talked about the only bright star that guided us. Well, it wasn't the star that guided us. It was the star to let us know that Jesus was here. Hello, Jesus. Remember him? That he was here. We wouldn't have a Christmas without Jesus. Right, and I was starting to tell you before, yes, it's a solstice holiday of some kind. They were worshiping the sun god. Catholics, I can give you the whole history behind it, but the bottom line is we chose that day, right, to celebrate Jesus' birth. And the president of these United States couldn't bring himself, 2 years in a row, couldn't bring himself to mention the name of Jesus. Obama choked on it a couple of times. And there were a few years where he didn't mention Jesus at all. This year, the particularly bad thing about this was that Joe kind of made it sound like it was because of the government that we should be happy and joyous. We are so screwed up as a society that drag queens for our young kids is good, Jesus is bad. Sex toys in the classroom, great idea. Bible, bad idea. Hello? Anybody seen any of this? I know who does. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. I think I just bummed her out, but she sees it. She sees it happen. She knows it's going on. Sonia, how are we doing?
I'm good. I'm happy because you're worked up instead of me. I can just coast and ride on your anger because, and it's righteous anger. You can't have Jesus and the things that the left want, the trans queens play dates in the library. You can't have those in the same space. Light and dark can't really occupy the same space.
Amen.
So, yep. It's there's a reason for this, I know that Biden and Obama weren't Christ lovers, so it's not difficult for them to leave Christ out of the Christmas holiday. But also, can you imagine the fury of their constituents, the people that support them, if they mention Jesus? Can you imagine? They know what would happen to them. I know what would happen to them.
Well, so, I had one reporter today talking about it and saying, everybody's on President Biden's case, but President Biden is a devout Catholic. He goes to church every Sunday. And go. I said, you know what? There are mass murders, serial killers. They go to church every Sunday, right? There were young boys sleeping with young girls every day of the week. They go to church every Sunday, okay? Having kids out of wedlock. They go to church every Sunday. I'm sorry, I'm missing the point.
No, you're not. They're saying what they have to say. You know, we have our own problems in our own church community, so we can't pretend that just because what you profess to be is what you are.
Yep.
We know that it's a daily walk. Even for those of us who do the daily walk, it's still work to be that. We repent and we examine ourselves. We have self-reflection. Those aren't big things on the left.
No, I agree with you. They could care less about those. At least that's my personal, that's my humble opinion. They're just words to them. And the proof is that you get guys like Gavin Newsom, right? He considers religious people sports fanatics. You know, and you remember when we had the shutdown, he was saying churches couldn't reopen till what? Till the sports arenas reopened.
Right.
You know, and others feel the same way. They don't believe. I mean, even our own Dan Crenshaw turned around and said that Jesus was like a cartoon superhero kind of thing. And they don't believe what we believe. They don't believe it's real.
And they can't help it. The Bible says there will be those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. Or whatever. They can't. You know, I had a mother, she passed away, who had a mental disorder. And at some point I had to come to grips with the fact that she wasn't acting the way she did because she was an awful person, although her symptoms created an awful person and a terrible mother, or a bad mother. But she couldn't help what she does. These people on the left, they are allergic, to put it nicely, to God and to Jesus. They'll use it. Listen, Joe, would you rather have Nancy Pelosi and the crew start quoting scriptures?
They do. From time to time, they do.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me cringe. My skin wants to come off its bones.
So I would much rather, to me, if I had my druthers, I would much rather hear them not talk about God or Jesus than to try to to evoke scriptures. Remember when Nancy Pelosi says, the word, my favorite word is, remember that? I mean, they
hail.
Can't
even. My favorite phrase is, hail Satan. Yeah. Satan. Satan.
Satan, right. Santa? No, 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 Satan. I just read it. My eyes are pulled back too tight. You know, it's just, I would much rather them just shut up and be the little demons they are and stop trying to pretend that they care about people, they care about black people, they are concerned about children, all the stuff that they've lied about all through the years. Just own it, go for it, and we'll have a fair fight.
You know, it just doesn't end. But look at what they're doing to our kids. And here's the other thing people don't realize. You know, all these Christian friends of mine that want to live and let live and don't want to be confrontational. Look, Jesus told us specifically, right, to bring the little children unto him, all screwed up, indoctrinated, in pieces in some cases, right? Not sure what gender they are that he created. Really? Is that really where our Christian friends are at?
People are cowardice. And that was a conclusion that I came to many years ago when Obama became president for the second time. I was like, how in the world could this happen? And one of the things I realized is that most people aren't courageous. So there's only going to be a handful of people who are speaking truth, period, who are brave enough to speak truth. And you just have to pray that those people are strong enough to sway what's going on. It feels like an onslaught right now. We have so much, especially in terms of what they're doing.
You're going to have a minute or a few to breathe. And we're going to come back and talk more about that. Joe Messina, your host. Got to pay for the show. Send me the check so we don't have to do this. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. From coast to coast and border to border, the continental United States remains under a frigid deep freeze. However, for Americans living in southern states, there is some relief on the way, likely by Christmas and beyond.
It does look like the South will see moderating temperatures and relatively quiet weather immediately following Christmas Day.
More than 13,000 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been delayed or canceled so far today. Southwest Airlines has delayed almost half its flights nationwide. Former President Trump says potential indictments did not play into his decision to run for president in 2024. In an interview published in New York Magazine, Trump said he did nothing wrong and insisted the fear of being indicted had nothing to do with his campaign. The former president is the subject of several investigations, including those focused on his role in last year's Capitol attack. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Going to bring her back on, Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Sonya, you know, it is Christmas time, and I want to get a little levity in here. I don't want everything to be doom and gloom, right?
Well, that's why I have my Christmas earrings on.
Okay. Is it Santa and the Grinch? I mean, hanging one... You know, I had somebody telling me I was being a little bit too legalistic, but it's just the old fart in me. I said, you know, it's interesting over the years that I remember watching The Grinch as a kid, you know, the cartoon, and never saw him in the stores, right? It was always Santa. And as of late, since the days of Jim Carrey, now what do you see? I was at a church a couple of weeks ago. And they had the Grinch dressed up as Santa, giving out toys and gifts to the kids.
Yes.
So Saint Nick no longer existed. It was Grinch-a-Claus or something. And so how quickly, how easily we twist these things around and forget what's happening. So, being the old fart that I am, I've been asking all the guests this week, when it comes to Christmas songs, do you prefer the old standards, or do you prefer the, you know, the Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You"?
Oh.
Because that's what Jesus wanted. He wanted to make sure you had a new boyfriend for Christmas.
Well, I wish he'd hurry up. I ain't getting any younger, let's just say.
Well, you don't look like you're getting any older, but go ahead.
they say black don't crack. My preference, I always listen to the old classics. I listen to Bing and Dean and Sammy Davis Jr., and that's what I typically, but I was getting sick of it because I've been lately. So yesterday morning, I turned on Christian Christmas music.
Nope.
And I don't, there's an answer to that. No, I don't like the Mariah Carey. I do like the, what's his name? Michael
Bublé?
Yes, I do like him because he sounds like the old, you know.
He sounds like the old crooner.
Yeah, he
right?
sounds like the old crew. So I like him. I don't like the Mariah Carey stuff, but I turn on this Christian station. They have on everything from Amy Grant to the, I mean, they just have some really interesting, fun, different stuff. Right. And I was also listening to instrumental Christmas music, but it was making me sad. It was so morbid. So I always have complicated. I can't just answer. I like old school, but I was getting sick of it. I do like the Christian Christmas, and the instrumental is just too sad.
Right. So you do like the Bing Crosby white Christmas.
It reminds me of my childhood. Yeah, okay. It's my childhood when things were happy, when things were normal, when you know. It reminds me of a happy, simpler time, like you said, when we can watch The Grinch, but see it for what it was—a fun cartoon, but not have it connected to Christmas. Really, my pastor, my ex-pastor, dressed up as the Grinch in a Santa costume and gave the presents to, you know, and he did the whole celebration of the church. That was many, many years ago, and that's in the church. So I'm not surprised at what you're saying, is that you go to the department store.
So I love the old classics, you know, Bing Crosby. Well, that's because I'm a white guy. I like all the white guys, right? So anyway.
Exactly, because you're such a racist. Why are I even
you know, and you could mix in some, you know, 50s kind of, remember, you know, what was it, the... I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus, you know, stuff like that.
That was so cute. And yeah. You know, remember when the left a few years ago was trying to ban that song about...
Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, y'all have no idea what the attraction between men and women and the flirtation of that song. Because they don't do that. They don't have fun.
They don't know how. Oh, look at rocking around the Christmas tree. I mean... Those things are not—they're not really bad songs. You know, one of my favorite Christmas songs. Mm-hmm. You're gonna laugh at me, but it's okay. We'll both get over it. I guarantee it. Let's see.
Otherwise, Christmas.
How racist are you?
Just like the ones I used to know.
That's the Drifters, man. How can you not like them?
Where those trees are, listen.
You know what? That's a racist song, and I don't even know how you have to play that in front of me. And those are black men singing it, so they're clearly sellouts.
Oh, that's right, too.
They're self-hating black men.
They're making money off the white man. I get it. Yeah.
Well, no, that would be, yeah. Or the white man's making money off of them. But here, you know what's weird about that song?
Uh-oh.
I had it only in record form.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, so it skipped. I had a scratch in the record. Nobody, you know, younger than us really knows what I'm talking about.
No, I know. It's so irritating.
I had a scratch in the record. So every time I hear that song, I'm ready to get up and fix it because it would stop.
Okay, that's funny. That is funny.
And that's all I can hear when I hear that song.
No. I like, you know, I do that with people. What was the other one I've been doing this week? Oh, yeah, Christmas movies. Okay.
Okay.
Do you like the classics? Do you like the newer ones?
No, because... I like some of the new ones. I really love Home Alone. I really love
make me cry.
Vacation One.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Yes, Christmas Vacation 1 and 2.
You heathen, you.
Oh, I'm such a heathen. But because it's not about Christ, it's about stupid. It's just stupid.
Bill Murray's Scrooge is among the top, you know, 10 or 15. A Christmas Story is like among the top three.
I'm looking forward to seeing the new one.
What's the other one? There was Die Hard. Who knew Die Hard was a Christmas movie?
It was. It took place during Christmas.
That doesn't mean it's a Christmas movie.
Would you rather have the Grinch?
Well, we got him whether we want him or not. He's already there. But I mean,
it's also not a kids' movie.
You're the cinema freak, right? I mean, Miracle on 31st Street, 34th Street. It's a Wonderful Life, the Charlie Brown Christmas, the Real White Christmas.
I'll be honest with you. I have never made it through the entire It's a Wonderful Life, although all that I've seen of it I absolutely love. It's just long.
That's because there's a lot of Italians in it. That's your problem.
That's probably my problem. But my granddaughter actually sat through Miracle on the Black and White, Miracle on 34th Street.
Wow.
Loved it. So I was searching for movies to watch. My grandkids are coming over tonight, so we're going to try to get through a movie, and I was searching for something for them. The boys are at an age now, they don't believe in Santa anymore. So I found a movie, an animated movie, and it's modern. It's Santa now has gotten to, it's very militaristic, and they're dealing with things like they're operating Santa, getting all these toys all over the world in the way the military would. So I'm like, this is interesting. I watched a little of it last night. I might share this. So it's called Arthur Christmas. So if anybody knows if I shouldn't share that with them, let me know now because they're coming over tonight. But
there was a movie site that Tim used to go to before the grandkids would watch anything. Oh, the kids, really. And it was, movie moms that would, discuss the highs and lows of the movie so you knew what you were getting into before you got into it.
See, I like that idea. I'm actually thinking about doing that sort of thing myself to give it some sort of a rating because I do count on websites like that to tell me, you know,
well, sure
this
you
is
do.
Something I want my kids to see. But they're not always, like, Christian or this, you know, but they're wise, but I think I might start something like that because I'll be the guinea pig and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a great. And by the way, the chat room they're saying they loved It's a Wonderful Life. You know,
it's great. Every who can't love Jimmy Stewart? And
I don't know.
He's so wonderful. He's so wonderful. But it's a long movie. It's a slow movie, and I have never. I'm pretty sure I've seen the whole thing, but only in increments, just like Christmas Story. I never sat and watched that thing. That thing is on in the background while I'm cooking turkey, and, you know. So, but Christmas Vacation, to me, it's like I could sit there and watch it and laugh. And what I say I would share, I can't share that with my kid, my grandchildren. It's completely, you know, R-rated or, you know.
All right. Well, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. We'll get back to real stuff just as soon as we return. Show me your host.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly.
You gotta go in
order. Following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. If you are listening from an airport where there's, you know, 15 feet of snow around you and you can't get out, I'm sorry. You could thank Pete Buttigieg for that. You know, seriously. I mean, he's out there basically saying, let them eat cake at this particular point in time. And, it's only, you know, it's really funny. People like him. You know, you talk about the elitist, the elite of the elitist. He comes out and says, well, you know, only 10% of the flights have been canceled. You know what that means? Because we're idiots. That means 90% of the flights are still flying. So people are going to get to their destinations. They're going to be able to spend time with their family. It's like, wow, Pete, really? That's the best you could do? Anyway, Sony Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. I mean, they're so flippant about this stuff, are they not?
Yeah, well, they can be. And while he jumps on his private jet, and goes where he wants to go or needs to go.
And talks about carbon emissions for the rest of us.
Right, right.
These guys are so self-unaware and pathetic.
They're so, yeah. And they don't care that we see it.
No, we're well past that now. You are so right.
They don't care anymore. As long as they can stay in their bubble of imagination, you know, like we were talking about earlier, when they try to talk about God or not, to, or try to quote scriptures or what, they don't even understand how much it irks us to look at them and see that they're so phony, they're so hypocritical. I was watching a little bit of that Carrie Lake trial today, as you know, I'm like a trial groupie, and to watch the other side, the Katie Hobbs side, gaslight people. He was saying those people basically imagined that they were in line longer than they were.
Really? Is that really what they were
That's
saying?
Your defense?
Mm-hmm. My God.
I haven't seen the cross yet, but I was like, you're just gaslighting the American people. He's saying people often, you know, when they have expectations of something working a certain way, they can imagine they're in line much longer than they actually were.
Oh, God. And how is the judge dealing with all this?
You know what? I will have to say, I am so impressed with this judge. He's really soft-spoken, and it drives me nuts. I'm like, it drives me nuts that a man is that soft-spoken, but he just naturally is. He says, I've been told this before. But he's incredibly fair to both sides, which makes me believe that he's going to really try to come up with a solution. Because this isn't by jury. This isn't a jury trial.
No, it's the judge. Yep.
Yeah, so I am very confident in believing that this guy is going to try the best he can, but who knows the kind of, you know, hamstrings he's got from the Democrat Party because they play so dang dirty. So who knows how his family's going to be threatened and, you know, I mean, who knows? But he is really being fair to both sides. Much cool. More fair than I've ever seen any political thing go.
No, I mean, you're so right about this stuff because it is. I think, I'm becoming one of those guys, and I hate it, which is, I wonder who's going to threaten him. Who's going to threaten his family? Who's going to tell him or drop him a note and say, I know where your grandkids go to school. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's how they play. They accuse us of doing it, but they do it like that all the time.
Because they project. And I've been saying this for years to the point where it's like so blatant, people, if you can't read these people by now. But yeah, they say that we're doing everything that they do. So
yep.
I wish we had some people on our side who would go that dark. But we don't. But, you know, there's nothing threatening anybody to take our side, even when it's the side of right. There's nothing that makes them, even being right isn't enough for them to take that side of right. They're frightened. And I don't know what they say. Listen, I've always wondered, how did the Clintons go all those years without people coming out? And
petrified. Totally petrified. Look at some of the people that were coming forward to bring evidence forward against the Clintons. And somehow, I'm not suggesting, I'm just throwing this out there.
Dead.
And somehow, got dead. And
dead.
One guy, what is it, DC chalked it up to robbery. He was supposed to testify in a day or two.
Right.
And they found him dead in the street. They said he had been robbed. But
gangster.
Funny thing about it was he still had cash in his front pocket, his wallet in his back.
Yeah. They are gangsters. You have to give it to them.
Well, you have to grow up like you and I. And, you know, I grew up in Boston days when the mafia was very active in Boston. And you knew how it went down. They didn't come in and you know, it'd be a shame if anything was to happen to your store because you're not part of the, you know, you're not in the group protection plan. And, you know, I mean, people just don't understand it. And yet they really believe that the mafia is, like, glamorized. You know what I'm talking about? Because of TV?
I know. You and I have to part ways on this. Because I do love, I don't know why they're so beloved in motion in movies. I know I love them. I don't know how many times.
But you know, but you know that's not. But you do know in your heart of hearts, you grew up in the city. You know that thugs, gangsters, mafia people. There's no love. There's no love for you.
No, you don't want to have that in your real life. You know, it's like many things in movies. That's why they're called movies. You're not supposed to take it seriously. But
God.
You know, we do. But, yeah, the left plays for keeps. They play dirty, and they play for the long game. And we're not doing any of that stuff. You know, I keep hearing about, you know, there's even supposed to be trials with the pharmaceutical companies and Fauci and all this stuff. I have no faith anymore that we're going to do anything about it. We may have hearings till the cows come home. But nothing's going to happen as a result of it. We're so used to getting just like the short end of the stick.
But it's back to what you said. They're afraid. It all boils down to the fact that they're petrified.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I saw people, you know, growing up, I saw that happening. I saw people who knew what the mafia could do. They, you know.
That's right. Just, what are you going to do? Right. Gang, little petty gangsters in my neighborhood. Put the fear of God into people because they, you know, you don't want to testify, you don't want to say anything because your life is at risk. I don't know, but we don't have a Giuliani who's going to come in and save this country.
No, that was one of the biggest mistakes that Trump made, was not putting Giuliani in as AG.
I agree.
And the rumor had it that he really wanted to be Secretary of State, not AG. I would have said, look, go into AG for 2 years, clean it up.
Right.
You know, get it rolling, and then I'll go ahead and make you Secretary of State.
He wasn't a great hirer, Mr. Trump.
No, you know what? His problem was he treated his role in the government like it was a business. Mm-hmm. And in some areas, that works perfect. But when it comes to hiring people, no, it doesn't. They're a bunch of scum.
Not in government. I don't even know that he knew how nasty the slump was.
I agree.
So
I think you're right on. Yeah.
So but I don't know that he's learned his lessons because he's out there touting, you know, Kevin McCarthy right now. And I'm like, can we just talk about other options before we lock into somebody or, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure what he's got up his sleeves. I do tend to trust him more than I have other politicians, but or people in government, but. I'm getting jaded, I guess, is what I'm saying. Joe, I'm just getting jaded.
I don't, you know what, I have found, and I just, you know, as you know, I just won re-election, right? And I have found that I'm kind of at the point now where I go, you know what, I don't care what they think. I was worried before about not bogging my board down with all the political garbage and all this other stuff going on. I want to be able to do what's right for the kids. But I got, now I know, they don't care.
Yeah.
They're not willing to fight for these kids. They're willing to fight what's for politically correct. But you've been there. You've been at our board meetings. But they're not really willing to fight for what's going to keep our kids safe and strong. I mean, do you agree?
I agree. And I go back to, I wonder if they even have the ability to know what's safe and healthy for children. Because I do believe there's a lot of people in the school districts who really believe that they're doing a great service to children by having drag queen hours and focusing so much. I mean, our school system surely hasn't gotten to that point yet that I'm seeing, but they are doing things like CRT and diversity and stuff to the point where it's just ad nauseum. And they don't see that it's not healthy and it's not productive. The whole thing that our community went through with the thin blue line flag. This is not school.
No, it's not the way I was taught.
Can we just learn to read and write and have a little arithmetic in there somewhere?
Oh, stop it. You know, no, you can't do that. All right, listen, we got a quick break, people. Top of the hour. Go ahead and heat up your coffee, grab your food, do what you're going to do. And Sonia has agreed to stay another hour. God bless her. Thank you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.